Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff. So let's kick things off with our first source. It's an article from DigiDay, how marketing's next era will be powered by AI and human intelligence. And the core idea here seems to be about, well, navigating all this disruption by really reimagining what's even possible, not just doing the same old things faster.
Exactly. That's the key takeaway. This article really hammers home how AI is redefining not just tasks, but how we actually work and think. It's changing how marketers learn, how they adapt to data, how they brainstorm, and critically, how they make those big strategic calls. It enhances our ability to almost predict customer needs, you know, and it really pushes for more experimentation, which is vital. Plus, it forces teams to work together differently.
And that collaboration point feels huge. It's not just theory, right? AI is bringing real efficiencies. It's automating some of the grind, letting marketers lift their heads up and focus on those bigger strategic questions. The article highlights this benefit of better cross-functional collaboration, getting marketing, sales, product, strategy, all actually talking the same language, using the same insights. That drives better business outcomes, actual revenue growth.
But, and this is so important, the article stresses that just buying AI tools, that's not the answer. It won't cut it. You absolutely need the human element. Our knack for complex problem solving, critical thinking, working together, adapting on the fly, that's what unlocks AI's real power. Marketers need to become what the article calls super learners. You know, always curious, agile, looking for ways to improve. Seeing AI not as a threat, but as a way to excel, a way to sort of engineer performance by giving customers more value. It's that blend, that human AI partnership.
Makes sense. And underlying all of this, of course, is data. Good data. The article is very clear. You need accurate, transparent, and trusted consumer data. It's foundational. And this data comes from everywhere now, doesn't it? Sales systems, your website, social media chatter, customer feedback forms.
Right.
The better and more comprehensive that data, the smarter your AI gets.
Yeah.
It's really about integrating AI tightly with your first-party data, putting the customer right at the center, fixing their problems faster, building that genuine trust.
Yeah. And things like using AI for social listening that helps build real empathy, understand the sentiment out there, which deepens trust over time.
It's fascinating, too, this idea of AI being democratized.
Mm.
Unlike some previous tech waves, AI tools became available pretty quickly to businesses of all sizes. That's definitely spurred a lot of creativity and experimentation.
But the article warns against just doing isolated projects, quick fixes here and there. The real transformation comes from embedding AI deeply across the entire organization. That signals a move towards a more, let's say, system-wide approach to marketing. It's a fundamental shift.
Okay, so boiling that first piece down for you as a marketing leader, the big takeaway seems to be build that blended intelligence model. It's humans becoming super learners, leveraging AI strategically, all built on a rock-solid, transparent data foundation. The aim, drive collaboration across the whole company and build deep customer trust. And that means a real commitment to AI enablement, making sure everyone has the skills and access they need.
Yeah, that's a great summary. It sets the stage nicely for where things are going next.
Which brings us to something maybe even more advanced, agentic AI. Our second source is from Forbes. How agentic AI is reshaping consumer marketing and how to navigate it, Mr. Yeah. And they're calling agentic AI potentially the biggest marketing shift since mobile came along. That's a bold claim.
It is bold, but you can see why they say it. It's crucial to get the distinction here. You know, generative AI, it mostly creates stuff based on our prompts. Agentic AI is different. It operates autonomously. It watches, it learns, it reasons, and this is the key bit, it executes actions. It's less an assistant, more a navigator making decisions, especially when consumers are being careful with their money. That autonomy is the game changer.
Okay, autonomy in action. The article uses a really vivid example to show this. Let's walk through it. Imagine a shopper, Robert, looking at jackets online. He scrolls, he pauses, maybe checks shipping info, but then he leaves, doesn't buy.
Yep, it's all the time.
Right, but now an agentic AI platform sees this. It instantly analyzes Robert's real-time behavior, how deep he scrolled, how long he lingered, what else was in his cart maybe. And it doesn't stop there. It cross-references this with other data, like maybe economic indicators suggesting people are price-sensitive right now.
Okay, so it's pulling in multiple data streams.
Exactly. The AI figures out Robert usually only buys with a time-sensitive discount. So based on all that, the platform decides the perfect message. Maybe free shipping plus a loyalty reward, highlighting durability to counter inflation worries.
Okay.
Then it picks the perfect time, say 8:45 p.m., when Robert historically engages most.
Okay.
And the perfect channel, a mobile push notification.
And the result?
Robert clicks, comes back, buys the jacket, and maybe even adds gloves because the AI suggested a relevant bundle offer.
Wow, that example really nails what they mean by micro-orchestrated intelligence in motion and at scale. It perfectly illustrates the power of orchestrating all that dynamic, real-time data. You get incredible precision in converting customers, especially during crunch times like Black Friday. It's about using every signal to craft an experience that just feels right to the customer, almost seamless.
And the article says identity is the kind of secret weapon here.
Ah, yes.
Being able to identify visitors, even if they aren't logged in, and merging that with their past behavior, that lets you turn those window shoppers into actual buyers.
Yeah.
It creates this cross-channel flywheel, as they call it. You get personalized emails hitting at the right time, texts when conversion is likely, website overlays that adapt instantly.
And crucially, suppressing messages if they've already seen it on another device. No more annoying repeats.
Exactly. It kills that old spray and pray approach. Every touch point becomes relevant.
Yeah. AI isn't just automating anymore. It's actively curating journeys. It learns constantly. It understands subtleties, like when someone's comparing prices across multiple tabs, or maybe a Gen Z shopper needing extra reassurance about value. That adaptive learning is, well, it's a whole new level of personalization.
And thinking about those peak sales periods, the article drops some serious BFCM 2024 stats. Mobile first is non-negotiable, apparently. And just creating urgency isn't enough. It has to be relevant urgency.
Makes sense.
Get this. 33%, a third of Black Friday Cyber Monday revenue on a platform they discussed, came directly from these hyper-personalized behavior-triggered messages sent to known users.
That's huge. It really shows the impact of precision.
So if you're trying to navigate this, what do you actually do?
Mm.
The article lays out four critical actions for CMOs.
Right. First, invest in training. Your teams need to know how to work with these AI agents effectively. Second, data integrity. Garbage in, garbage out still applies. You need high-quality, unified data. Third, ethics. You need clear guidelines for how these autonomous decisions are made. That's crucial for trust. And fourth, that cross-functional collaboration again. Integrate these AI insights across the business. But crucially, human oversight, judgment, taste, that remains absolutely vital. You need humans to ensure AI strategies align with brand values, with that emotional connection. It's about engineering performance by smartly blending AI's power with strategic human direction.
Okay, so the CMO takeaway from this one feels quite different. It's recognizing agentic AI not just as a tool, but as an autonomous decision maker. Your focus shifts, right? It becomes about mastering real-time behavioral data, nailing identity resolution, so you can enable this kind of orchestrated, deeply personal journey. Success means investing in your team's skills, obsessing over data quality, and maintaining that critical human oversight. It's the era of the calculated experience, you could say. Autonomy isn't just cool tech, it's becoming table stakes.
Well put. It's a significant leap from the first article's focus on partnership.
Definitely. Okay, let's round this out with our third piece, also from Forbes. 18 powerful applications of AI agents in marketing. This one frames AI agents less as tools and more like strategic partners, which means marketers need to evolve, maybe from being creators to being more like AI facilitators.
Yeah, this article broadens the view, showing the sheer range of what these agents can do. The big picture impact, transforming customer engagement, personalizing at scale, optimizing campaigns on the fly. It's all about redefining efficiency and how you execute strategy. It allows for a level of speed and precision that was just impossible before. These systems really enable a true orchestration of marketing efforts across the board.
Okay, let's look at some examples they give, maybe grouping them a bit. First, customer journey and personalization. They talk about hyper-personalized customer service. This isn't just basic chatbots. It's multi-channel, contextual, almost human-like interactions that adapt as customer behavior changes.
Mm-hmm. Using predictive analytics for retention, too.
Right. It's about delivering truly engineered performance in every single customer interaction, making it count.
And related to that is the idea of seamless omni-channel experiences.
Yeah, the holy grail, almost. They describe a hyper-personalized predictive customer journey orchestrator.
Sounds fancy.
It basically means an AI crafting unique, consistent stories for each person across your website, mobile app, email, even the call center. That's deep orchestration, creating one unified view and experience.
Okay, shifting gears to operations and strategy. AI agents are tackling things like covered blind spots in media planning, The article points out all these data gaps marketers struggle with manually add inventory visibility, ensuring cross-channel consistency, figuring out diminishing returns, seasonality, creative impact.
Things that are incredibly complex to track.
Exactly. AI agents can analyze all that, connect the dots in ways humans just can't at scale. That unlocks that next level of marketing performance. It's a fantastic example of applying system thinking to really naughty problems.
And one more powerful application, end-to-end marketing activations. Imagine agents that deeply understand your products and customers. They could potentially manage entire campaigns, from strategy and deployment to content creation, segmentation, channel selection, and real-time optimization.
Learning and predicting as they go.
Precisely. That's a truly holistic approach to AI enablement. It automates so much complex work, driving performance in a very integrated way.
You can really see how these agents tie everything together, unifying data, automating execution, adapting messages dynamically. It lets marketing teams move so much faster, work smarter, engage customers better. And what's really mind-bending is the potential for AI agents to communicate directly with other AI agents, maybe handling certain functions without any human bottleneck. That hints at a really advanced level of system thinking for optimizing workflows.
And ideally, this becomes easier to manage over time. The article touches on minimal manual setup. The goal is more humanized. AI agents, you give them commands, they understand intent, and execute with less fiddly customization, making automation feel more natural for the team. The human role shifts to guiding, facilitating.
So wrapping up this third piece for a CMO, the messages. Start seeing AI agents as strategic partners. They can orchestrate incredibly complex functions. This needs that mindset shift, becoming an AI facilitator. Focus on how you can leverage these agents for that deep personalization, that hyper-efficiency, and for plugging those data blind spots you couldn't tackle before. It's really about engineering a future where AI handles the heavy lifting operationally, freeing up your human talent for high-level strategy, creativity, and building the brand.
Okay, quite a journey through those three perspectives. Let's just quickly recap. We started with that foundational idea. AI and human intelligence working together, with human skills still being crucial.
Right, the blended model.
Then we explored agentic AI, AI acting autonomously, making decisions, orchestrating customer journeys in real time based on complex data.
The navigator, not just the assistant.
And finally, we look at the sheer breadth of AI agents as strategic partners, handling everything from customer service to end-to-end campaign execution.
And the common thread, I think, running through all of this, it's not just about plugging in new tech. It demands a profound rethink of your operations, your data strategy, how you develop your team, all aimed at truly engineering performance in this new landscape. It requires that holistic system thinking mindset to properly leverage these tools for seamless orchestration and effective AI enablement.
So here's a final thought for you to take away as you navigate all this. As AI gets more autonomous, more integrated, what are the new skills you need to prioritize, not just to keep up, but to actually lead your organization in shaping these sophisticated AI-powered customer experiences?
Yeah, and maybe ask yourself, how can your organization move past just experimenting with AI in pockets? How can you truly embrace that system thinking approach, integrating these intelligent agents for seamless orchestration, driving real AI enablement across the board, because that's how you'll engineer performance that really defines the future of marketing.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.